Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Wild Side. My name is Chico Bennett. I'll be your host, and here today I have two gentlemen who will be joining me today. Jamias Griffin and Demetrius Knight. What's going on, y'all?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good to be here.
We'll be talking about kids' movies and the kids' shows. Leading to that point, it'll include, you know, how movies and TV shows nowadays are watched by kids and they either, you know, don't got a clear theme for children to grasp, or children completely disregard the theme, theme in all in one. It's pretty much just watching a watch, just like without no intent. So really, basically, all these kids, all they doing is just watching a show, and hell, they're not even learning anything from it, or they just leave it. You know, kids are always, you know, they always easily influenced by so many things.
Very easily, I guess.
Yeah. So, and when it comes to movies, especially, like, it's important for them to get a clear understanding of why certain things happen and why they didn't happen. And, you know, this is how it is. Demetrius, what you got?
Yeah, I would say since our genre is about children's movies and shows, we have a certain specific examples that you can pretty much refer to, like the former Golden Globe Award for Best Motion Picture, The Lion King.
For sure.
Yeah. It's a well-known movie itself and gives multiple life lessons to children. One of them is being able to overcome corruption, or in words that a child could understand, overcoming law-breaking or dishonesty and type other things like that.
Add on to what you said, Demetrius, I mean, like, another way they show, you know, lessons and stuff, like, what Demetrius was saying, like, another is not to worry or stress about the past and stay strong and keep moving forward. And the Lion King, you know, they got this song called Hakuna Matata. Yeah, it comes into play. It means not to worry or no trouble. And the last one would be to be careful who you pick and choose, who your friends are. Family, in this case, we know Scar, what he did to Simba, and we'll get further on into the movie as we talk during this podcast, but always remember, like, there's always going to be snakes in your grass, so pick and choose carefully who your friends are.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's a little rough out here with them snakes in the grass, you feel me?
Yeah,
for sure. For sure. The other ones that take in my mind, children were run away with, you know, completely blinded. Message understood. For sure.
Some of the examples we got, you know, we got Captain Underpants. Demetrius talked about Ben 10, and then Jemiah's talked about The Incredibles. But, you know, Captain Underpants, it was a very good example. From my standpoint, because, you know, Captain Underpants was a movie that basically had these two friends, and it was really based off a comic book, and you got these two friends, and what they would do is that they would always joke around. They would have these, they got the teacher to basically become a superhero, and every time be like, tra-la-la. And that's all he would be doing, and going around, they would switch him back from a mean principal to just a jokingly hero. And the kids didn't really understand nothing from that, because all they would do is, like, all the kids did, the two friends, all they would do is just joke around the whole entire time and just pull pranks. And so, you know, children, they ain't gonna be able to comprehend the message at all. And, like, they had a movie that came out and really just had them playing pranks on all the teachers, and all that you could see from it was just a chaos that was created from it. You know, you ask yourself, what could a kid take from that? And I think they see it as, it's okay to joke around and not really being able to gain anything from it to where they can move on. Now you got The Incredibles over here.
Yeah, let me tell y'all about The Incredibles here now. You know, everybody love that damn them Incredibles now. Let's get there right now. But, you know, this movie been passed down generations. You know, people that are older, you can watch this movie, and, like, Incredibles is a great movie, but, like, the meaning across from it is not there. Like, as we talk about The Lion King, and it got different messages and stuff. But the children love Incredibles because it's a nice action movie, and I guess, like, all the characters, like, got different responsibilities. Flash, you know, got Mr. Incredible, Mrs. Incredible, you know, she the Elastic Girl. So, like, that's cool to see. That gets her children's attention, so.
They don't be talking about nothing.
They be showing them kicking ass. Yeah, kicking ass, stretching, goddamn, turning the fire and shit. Like, come on now. Hey, we ain't gonna turn no fire today.
Yeah.
Show me.
You can't make me think I'm gonna be able to do some shit.
Show
like
me
that
you can turn into fire. Yeah, but, Demetrius,
Yeah, I'll say one more would be Ben 10, because, I mean, you really couldn't tell kids or ask kids what was anything they get out of that, because pretty much it was a watch that had fallen from outer space that allowed this kid Ben Tennyson, to, of course, the name Ben 10, to get powers or change into different superhero forms or things like that, which definitely skips right over kids' heads. So if there was a message, which I'm sure there was, that the producers were trying to enforce or implement into the kids, wasn't really, can be seen by kids like that are at the age of 10 or 12, possibly 13, maybe catch the grasp of it a little bit, but still not able to sense that maturity level of that type of thing. So all they're really seeing is a whole bunch of action stuff and turning into monsters and things like that, which at kids at a young age like that, that's all they kind of pay attention to, stuff like that. And there's a lot more that you get from this, but Ben 10 was, I don't really know the point of this show.
Damn, no point here.
Shit, just use a damn watch and be like, go.
They got everything shit.
Right. I could turn fast. Man. Like, what else? But no, but yeah, like, you know, like with Lion King, you know, you got it to where you get ups and downs, and you can see, like, you know, you face adversity and like how you gonna bounce back from that. You know, you can see the resilience that, you know,
Simba
had, you know, especially when his father died. You know, he was on his own at one point.
Right.
And of course, you know, it shows that people come along in your life, and, you know, there's always going to be the good and bad. And of course, you know, he met
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah. And they came across, and, you know, they was there
they
for him.
They got brother back on his feet, you feel me?
Yeah.
Right.
They got him going. And then, you know, and then you got the little lady.
Nala
came back. And she was there for him too. And then everybody, you know, everybody rallied behind him.
Get him right, right.
And you know, he fought through that.
Reclaim.
You know, this issue, you know, it's important to not just us as a group, but for our younger generation. You know, you got to see why this matters, and like, you got, you know, it'll help in the future. You know, because like there was a situation that happened one time with the son of. With the son of the comedian Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart funny as hell.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, his son had just seen the Spider-Man movie, and of course, you know, when kids see those type of movies, they, you know, they think that they're gonna be able to crawl on walls and shit and be able to use their spider webs.
Right.
But anyways, his son had got into a fight with another kid one day.
Real life fight.
Yeah, a real life fight. And during the fight, Kevin's son started to make the sign that, like, Spider-Man does, like, to shoot the webs. And, of course, they ain't do nothing but make things work. And, of course, the kid took a beating. And so, you know, we all believe, you know, we as a group believe that that incident is something that we don't want our children to have to deal with, Chico, thinking that.
I don't think they understand. Dude got in a fight, and he thought he had Spider-Man powers. He was going to use them Spider-Man powers in a fight. And the hose didn't work because the shit ain't real. He got his ass beat.
That's fake. You know,
talk to him.
We agree that, you know, kids start out learning the difference between the right and wrong and real and fake. Children be able to be molded into, you know, more of a mature way before they reach the age of accountability. Even be able to understand those things, you know, before puberty would also come in handy. If you were to have a child, you would want them to be the best that they could be, right?
Right,
you know,
definitely.
If the themes in their favorite movies or television shows that could teach them that, they would not have to find out those things hard the hard way, and, you know, they wouldn't have to go through, you know, a trial and error type of process, you know. And really, real talk, our children are the future, so we don't want them to we don't want them to be no dummies or like thinking that everything that they see in movies is real. So they gotta understand, just like we said earlier, you know, what's real and what's fake, reality. You know, if children aren't able to understand the messages and themes at early stage, it'll be implanted in them, and they can grow, continuing to implant what's been installed in them. You know, yeah. In that case, we could possibly guarantee success in the lives of coming up, the lives of coming up, and our children being the generation that we want them to be.
For sure. How long is it? How long is it gotta be?
Thank you for tuning in to The Wild Side. With that being said, before you go, we have one more message for you.